WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Another split vote at this week's Bryan City Council meeting approved the yearly contribution to the Research Valley Partnership. Al Sines, who voted against the $350,000 payment, says city staff can recruit major employers for less money and the savings can be spent on capital improvement projects.
My point is we shouldn't have to pay somebody to bring them here. They're coming anyway. This is Bryan College Station, a most desirable part of the country. We're recognized as being a thriving and growing part of the country.
Art Hughes voted to continue with the RVP, which is a joint effort with College Station, Brazos County, Texas A&M, Blinn College, and local businesses. Supporters also cited the RVP in recruiting Axis Pipe and Tube Manufacturing to the Bio Corridor and Suddenlink's recent announcement that BCS will be their first market to have gigabit high-speed internet. While energy prices are falling, those in local government continue to learn more about the rise in oil and gas exploration. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin thought he had a year to 18 months to prepare for the level of activity that's taking place now.
We're reviewing our oil and gas regulations right now. As a matter of fact, I've been through the second draft this week. So we're trying to modernize that so that we can have as little impact as entirely possible. We're working with a gentleman who has been in the oil and gas industry for 30-plus years, who's an expert in that regard.
Templin also says they're having to deal with city employees leaving for higher pay in the energy industry. That was one of the reasons there was a property tax increase this year in College Station. College Station School District voters have one contested race to decide in this year's election.
Michael Schaefer and Kimberly McAdams participated in last week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Among the questions was the changing demographics of CSISD based on the increase of number of students on free and reduced lunches. Schaefer's response to educating more low-income students.
It's kind of like the Army and military. You know, they're all, at the end of the day, our job is educators, whether they're going to be into a vocational program or into a academic program. I think the same thing is on the educational, how we're going to teach those students.
McAdams says she's a big fan of the district's career and technology program.
We also have to continue to build a diverse workforce, which we do in College Station, you know, that looks a little bit more like our student body. And we also have some wonderful programs that support, one is our bilingual program that supports our ESL students in the district.
Comments from last week's forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The man in charge of the International Atomic Energy Agency spent 2 days this week on the Texas A&M campus before going to the United Nations. It's the first visit to a U.S. university by Director General Yukiya Amano.
IAEA, for example, bring the students in Kenya to your university. They are trained and go back to their country. It is not only in nuclear power, but in the efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons, training the inspectors is very important.
A&M is home to a pair of institutes dealing with nuclear power, and its relationship with the IAEA includes A&M School of Public Health and AgriLife Research. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 55 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also the Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And
well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gsdoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 11-3-14.
6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Temperatures will be getting progressively cooler the closer we get to the weekend. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today with highs up around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for a stray shower, 55. Sunshine tomorrow, highs will only be 70 to 75. Clear, cooler tomorrow night, down to 45. Lots of sun Saturday. If you're headed to the Aggies game, take a sweatshirt. It's going to be cool. High temperatures only peaking at 65 during Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're going to have to get out the long britches for the football game. Goodness sakes. All right, I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. There was a little old baseball game last night for the World Series. A&M's getting ready for Louisiana Monroe, and the A&M soccer team is actually gearing up to maybe win another SEC title this evening. We'll have all that more in sports and do it for you at about 6:50.
I mean, did you hear 45 degrees?
Yes. You have to get out the long britches.
So ready for it. That'll be, and that's the thing is, you can, for the cold we get, you can prepare for it.
Uh-huh.
You can dress for it. You know, if you couldn't dress for it, then that would be something different. But the fact is that we can. But when it's hot, there's not a whole lot we can
do. It's just hot.
Very nice. Yeah. All right. I'm waiting on the computer. Apparently we did not feed the gerbils.
Oh, rest assured, we did not.
Oh, is everybody having this?
I don't know, but I sure as heck did.
Okay, well, again, I'm not going to complain about working conditions because, I mean, we're inside a building that's climate controlled, okay?
And it's not hot.
It's not hot. Actually, it's a little bit too cold, but then that's a whole other thing. Nonetheless.
Do you have your Diet Coke?
I do have my Diet Coke. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It is. That's exactly right. When real estate agent Barbara Wolfing and her husband went on vacation, they asked fellow agent Andrew Bauer to house sit at their home in Missouri. When they returned, they discovered over $100,000 worth of her jewelry missing. See, you need to know the people you work with. You know, it's obvious that these people didn't know Andrew and he was not the kind of person who should have been house-sitting in his spare time.
Ask him to jewelry sit.
Yeah, that's it. He allegedly confessed to the crime and pawning some of the jewelry, saying he did it to pay off his debts. Oh, yeah, and the down payment on a new car. Okay.
Oh.
Like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to house-sit for you, and that looks like a good opportunity for me to go ahead and find the money that I need to get a down payment for my car. You know, I'm not wanting to spend that long on this story. It's just, God, the computers this morning are just, again.
Yes, they absolutely are. So did you watch any of the baseball games?
But you see, that's the other thing, though. If it happened to the executive office of the president.
Why not we?
I did. I watched that game. That guy's pretty amazing.
Baumgartner?
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Folks, if you're not a baseball fan, here's the deal, okay? They play the best of seven, all right, which means the first team to win four wins it, okay? This guy ends up, what, winning all four? Is that right? Is he the deciding pitcher on all four?
No, I think it was
Three. And he had an earned run average, which doesn't make any sense at all, of less than one. And anything under two is a pretty good ERA.
And it's the lowest in World Series history. Dating back to, like, 1900.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You gotta go over 100 years. And, So
he was in full-blown beast mode.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good. But again, there are a lot of people don't get baseball, and I understand it. If you do, though, it was a pretty dang amazing thing. That's for sure.
It's gonna be a good morning.
And it was high definition, so you could see that too. just saying.
Yeah. We got a lot of information.
Yeah, we'll have infomation. We'll just give it to you slower today than we normally do, apparently. Yeah. So we'll just, you know, we'll work on that.
It's a World Series hangover for the computer.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Okay. Everyone, is it Friday yet?
Almost.
Cartel violence, attacks on Border Patrol agents, drug runners. They threaten our way of life and terrorize law-abiding Texans. Barack Obama won't secure the border, but Greg Abbott will. As governor, Greg Abbott's mission is to keep Texans safe. His plan will double the funds for the Texas Department of Public Safety for border security. Abbott will secure the border by hiring 500 more state troopers with added surveillance in the air and on water. And Greg Abbott's plan will increase funds for the Border Prosecution Unit.
Please welcome the man I am proud to call my dad, Attorney General Greg Abbott.
Together we can secure our border, keeping Texans safe from drug cartels and gangs that are importing crime to our state. I will never stop fighting. And that's why I'm asking you to elect me as your next governor.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We do have a little football game coming up on Saturday. And while we here on the show are not giving away tickets, folks over at Allen Honda are giving away three pair of tickets. They're gonna draw tomorrow night, though. So you need to stop by Allen Honda and register. No purchase necessary, obviously. And they're going to give away three pair of tickets. You know how many pair of tickets they're going to give away?
Three.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, for the ULM games coming up this, Saturday morning. So if you want to stop by and register, do that. All right, today is October the 30th. And I don't know what day it is. It's like, you know.
It's Busted Computer Day.
It's Busted Computer Day. It is, actually, but it also is National Candy Corn Day.
Ooh.
All right, now look. I'm in a shopatorium yesterday. And I understand that you remember the days when, the only kind of cookies you could do was like sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies. Right. Okay.
And Oreos.
Well, that you make yourself.
Right? Oh, okay.
And so they then kind of start spreading, you know, extending the brand opportunities. Pumpkin spice cookies have been really big. Yesterday I walked by, and I think it's Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker, one of them. Candy corn cookies. Yeah, I mean, here's this giant thing that looks like a pizza slice, you know. And then it's got the yellow and then the orange and then the white. And I'm going, you know, about two bites into that, isn't your gag reflex going to kick in?
I mean, some people love them.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not one of those people, but some people love them.
And understand, if you go buy candy corn today, you do have a chance that there might be one from the original batch of about 170 years ago.
Give or take.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a shelf life like a Twinkie. It's Mischief Day or Devil's Night. This is not a good night, especially in Detroit.
Yeah.
They've had, you know, historically problems.
But nobody's
there.
In Detroit anymore, yeah, so it really doesn't matter.
And, you know, if they burn stuff down, it just, you know, all that
just
does
the
is
other
make...
devils.
Well, the thing is, what that does is that just makes the companies, the demolition companies, angry, because that's one they can't do. It's Haunted Refrigerator Day. I don't know what that means. Kind of interesting. It's Checklists Day, and it's Create a Great Funeral Day. Define that yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, for birthdays.
Ivanka Trump is 33, Donald's little girl. Yeah. Sarah Carter is 34 from Falling Skies. Matthew Morrison from Glee is 36. Nia Long, 44 from Fresh Prince. Snow, the rapper. I know one of your favorites, Scott.
Yeah, Mr. White. Is that his last name?
No,
really?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Snow White, maybe.
46 years old. Gavin Rosdale is 46, married to Gwen Stefani, had his own little old band. Kevin Pollak, 57, who I really like.
Yeah.
Done a lot of stuff, too.
He has done a lot of stuff.
T. Graham Brown, 60 years old today. Huh. Harry Hamlin from L.A. Law. And if you go all the way back to Clash of Titans.
Yeah. How long ago was that, man?
Long time.
Yeah.
63. Fonzie, Henry Winkler, 69 years old. Otis Williams, the co-founder of The Temptations, is 73. And Grace Slick.
Wow.
I would not have guessed this. Grace Slick is older than Otis Williams.
Really?
Grace Slick is 75 years old today.
Oh, my. Also 75 is Eddie Holland. And if you were a disc jockey, then you know Holland, Dozier, and Holland, which those folks wrote like a bajillion Motown songs.
Yes.
And you got Timothy B. Schmidt?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
From the Eagles.
One of the Eagles. He'd be actually from Eagles. There's no the there, but, you know.
did some digging, if you're done with birthdays.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Haunted Refrigerator Night.
Uh-huh.
Who knows what evil lurks in the refrigerators of men and women? It's time to be afraid, very afraid. Gather friends, open the refrigerator door, and venture unto the realm of the lower shelf. Rear. That thing inside the container is much more horrifying than any haunted hayride.
And we do that here. We have to do that with the company.
Oh, you usually smell it before you see it.
Yeah, yeah. They're good science experiments going on in there. But I mean, think about that. Do you have, because we do. We got like four kinds of pickles back there. You know what I'm saying?
What? They weren't necessarily pickles when they started.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so with the election less than 1 week away, the administration is now preparing to act on a number of issues, including immigration. According to a report from Breitbart, the Attorney General Eric Holder and the Homeland Security Secretary are reportedly going to give Obama their final executive amnesty recommendations in 2 weeks. Officials will decide how long illegal immigrants need to be in the country before they can receive temporary amnesty or work permits. Now remember, the government has ordered millions of immigrant ID cards. Now while this seems to be a sure sign that amnesty's coming, the administration insists it's just a coincidence. Now this week, Representative Paul Ryan, he promised to use the House's power of the purse to defund any executive effort to move on amnesty. And that's why the midterm election is so important.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, my family and I were hooked on this game. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, it's like no other game I've ever played. And I got to tell you, it's on sale right now at Target, $5 off. Now, it's amazing. You set it up, everyone gathers around the table, and the next thing you know, that room is going to be filled with cheers and laughter and fun. Now, my wife and I and the kids love it with all their crazy questions. Wits and Wagers is a game where you're not supposed to know the answers. In other words, everyone just takes their best guess, and anybody can win, and that's what makes the game so fun for everybody. And I can tell you this, Wits and Wagers, it's the first game I've ever played that everyone loves. Now, we'll be playing it over the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, the entire holiday season, and you should too. It's called Wits and Wagers. Lock in that name. Remember it when you're at Target. It's the Wits and Wagers party game, the most clever, fun game you've ever played. On sale now at Target, $5 off. Now, they sold out last year, so you better hurry. Wits and Wagers. It's at Target. Wits and Wagers.
Here's Rainy Knight, class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
No threat yet to the nation's oil boom. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. American companies have not had much of a reaction to recent sharp declines in the price of oil, and industry experts say they are not likely to have a big reaction unless prices fall a lot more. The experts tell the Wall Street Journal the price of oil would have to fall by another $20 a barrel before there would be a big impact on the U.S. energy boom. Here is the latest indication Americans are getting fatter. Crash test dummies are being made heavier so auto safety experts can more accurately test how obese people will fare in car crashes. The dummies currently being used for crash testing weigh 167 pounds. The dummy maker Humanetics will roll out a 270-pound version by the end of the year. Microsoft has beaten Apple to market with its first smartwatch. The Microsoft Band can be pre-ordered now, that is, for $199. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia Campaign. Johnny Yepes, Treasurer.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Happy Halloween, my pretties. Okay. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And this lady probably wins the Worst Person of the Year award. I don't know if there's a Scrooge for Halloween, but if there is one, this lady is it. Finally found somebody that's giving away something worse for Halloween than toothbrushes or floss. A woman in Fargo, North Dakota, who has been identified as Cheryl, says she won't be passing out candy on Halloween, at least not to every kid. Some kids will get candy, but the chubby kids, that's right, I said the chubby kids, will get a letter shaming their parents. The letter says, and I quote, "You are probably wondering why your child has this note. Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season." She goes on, "My hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits." I promise you, if my daughter came home with that letter, I would find that house.
One of these days, I'll write the kiss.
And yes, she is the worst person in America.
I'm going to the moon!
In my opinion. But that's why it's my commentary. Brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was talking to David the other day, and a lot of places, if you want to get something appraised, you have to leave it there. David will do all the investigations he needs, and then you can leave with whatever it is, and he'll call you or email you later with the information on the appraisal. That works especially well for the ladies because they don't want to leave their wedding ring there. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's with an S, .com, or you can find them in the old Hurricane Harry Shopping Center. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:29. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 79 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the east, maybe about 5 miles an hour, not up too much. 55 for our low temperature tonight with north winds. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 72, and north winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, just so you know, our low is going to be 43 degrees. 43 degrees. On Saturday, 65 is all we're going to do, and winds out of the east. Should be ideal for any kind of outdoor stuff, I'd think. And then Saturday night, we're down at 45 again. Starts to kind of warm back up a little bit, and we'll be at 72 on Sunday, and then Monday up to 78 again. But, boy, going to have a little chillies coming on. Right now, it's winds are out of the east at 3, 83% relative humidity, and it's 56.
Complaining is probably one of the worst ways to persuade someone to do something. So what works better? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. year. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
When you complain to someone, you're really trying to persuade them to do something, although usually we're not very good at this.
And what I mean by that is, let's say you have a problem, you want your spouse to do more chores around the house. You could say, honey, you really need to do more around the house. I'm taking care of everything myself, and this just isn't fair.
Attorney Lori Pune, author of the book Instant Persuasion.
Well, when you say that, you've instantly persuaded that person to ignore your complaint. On the other hand, you can make a small change in your words. And this is how it would go. Honey, I'm concerned because I don't think you're doing as many chores around the house as I would like. How about if you take the garbage out every morning before you go to work? That would make it easier for me. The difference there is that you've actually offered a solution. And when you do that, you redirect the conversation.
You know when someone tells you something and you'd really like to tell them your opinion, but they haven't asked you for it? Well, Lori says,
you can, however, persuade the person to ask you. And you do this by saying, would you like my opinion? And what it does is it takes down that guard in the other person. Now the other person can say, yes, I'd like your opinion. And he's prepared to listen to it. Or he can say, no, I don't want it. And it changes the dynamic of the conversation.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Local governments are monitoring the level of oil and gas exploration while energy prices are falling. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says internal discussion continues about when exploration starts slowing down.
Found a couple of papers on that as to when that would start to curtail exploration in the Eagle Ford. We're sort of at the very northern tail end of the Eagle Ford here in Brazos County, but I don't know. That's something I need to learn more about, and what I probably ought to do is have a discussion with Representative Flores about that to get his perspective on it. But I want a perfect medium where they're not hiring my people away in droves.
Templin also says he's through a second draft of possible changes in city regulations related to drilling oil and gas wells in College Station. The Bryan City Council's renewal of contracting economic development services with the Research Valley Partnership came on a 3-2 vote. Mayor Jason Byinski, who was once employed in economic development with the city, applauded the RVP work with both cities, Texas A&M Blinn and private sector employees.
They've had a banner year just in everything going on in the bio corridor and, you know, Access Pipe and Tube and the Texas Triangle Park. And that also includes some of the other businesses that have located in some of our other business and industrial parks that are soon to be filled.
Signs and Rafael Pena voted against the $350,000 payment. Signs says the city can recruit on its own at a reduced cost and spend the savings on capital improvement projects.
And we're fooling ourselves in thinking that we have to pay somebody else to do a better job than what we can do for ourselves. And I know that there's a lot of motivated people on staff and surely here on council, if given the opportunity, could pick out winners and losers better than some other entity can.
Byinski was joined by Art Hughes and Ann Horton in renewing the RVP contract. Houston Mayor Anise Parker has withdrawn her subpoenas against five clergy members in an ongoing lawsuit over petition signatures that targeted her equal rights ordinance. The ordinance is attempting to add the LGBT community into its anti-discrimination policy.
I did it because it was not serving Houston. It was not serving our goal in defending the lawsuit, and it was dragging the city of Houston and the citizens of Houston into a debate that I didn't intend for them to have.
Hundreds of Bibles have been sent to Parker's office from across the country, and police will distribute those throughout the community. What can local school boards do about regulations from Washington and Austin? That was among the questions asked of those running in the contested race for College Station School Board during last week's candidates forum.
Kimberly McAdams brought up College Station as one of 22 districts statewide chosen to participate in a consortium of high-performing schools.
It was actually put in place to come up with a different accountability system that helped look at ways, how do we measure success of our students and how do we measure success of our district besides just a test that's taken on, you know, 1 or 2 days in the spring, because our board really believes that it, you know, there's a lot more to the success of our district than just those test scores.
Michael Schaefer says he dealt with mandates during a 21-year career at Blinn College.
I do realize that not every student learns the same, and so we're going to have to work together as a group. I don't think it's a problem that the administration can solve by itself. I think it's going to take the parents of the district, the school board members, everybody to lobby Austin and our federal legislators and let them know that, you know, one size not fits all in regards to testing.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear comments from last week's Chamber of Commerce forum. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
How nuclear medicine is being used at Texas A&M was one of the things observed during a campus visit this week by the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Yukiya Amano spent 2 days here before making an annual address to the United Nations General Assembly.
I would like to appeal to the leaders of the world and Secretary General that science and technology must be a part of the development.
For nearly 50 years, the IAEA has promoted the peaceful use of nuclear technologies. At A&M, his stops included the Vet School's Diagnostic Imaging and Cancer Treatment Center.
This is the first time that I saw the PET is used for the diagnosis of horse and big animals. I haven't imagined it, but in Texas, everything is big.
He also visited an AgriLife research center where electron beam technologies are used to improve food safety. A McLennan County man who won a new trial on murder charges then admitted to killing his two stepsons in a 1986 fire has been moved to a halfway house in El Paso. The Waco Tribune-Herald reports 62-year-old Edward Graff Jr. left a Huntsville prison yesterday after serving enough time to be eligible for release. In Bastrop County, the sheriff's office has arrested 5 people on charges of shooting at vehicles and businesses on more than 130 occasions. 15 of the reports involve pellet guns shooting out windows. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
My name is James Scott, and I'm from San Diego, California. I came out here to help my friend Mike Sutherland get elected into city council. And the reason I did that is because I know him to be a good leader. I know he gathers all the information that he needs with which to make a proper decision, and he takes into account all concern. I know them to do this, and he does it consistently. So if you vote for him, he'll do a good job for you. I know that. And that's all I want to say.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council. Political ad paid for by Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
Here they go again. That same small, self-appointed group and their backward-thinking cronies are trying to hold Bryan back. On the November 4th ballot, you'll see their latest attempt to smother economic growth in the form of 3 proposed charter amendments. Don't be fooled by harmless-sounding ballot language. Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3 would have disastrous long-term consequences for the city we love. The Eagle calls these proposals vague, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional. But you can help protect Bryan. On election day, don't let these extremists destroy Bryan's future by handcuffing our city leaders. Vote no on City Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3, and let our city council do the job you elected them to do. Early voting continues through October 31st, and election day is Tuesday, November 4th. Learn more about these ridiculous proposals at protectbryan.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
We're headed into November this weekend, and by Saturday, it's going to start to feel like November. We'll have sunshine today with highs close to 80. Partly cloudy tonight. There is the chance for a stray shower, 55. For tomorrow, Halloween, lots of sun, 70 to 75. Clear and cool tomorrow night. Those will drop down to 45. Now, Saturday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, but temperatures are going to continue to cool off. Highs on Saturday only near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with you. WTAW Sports coming up in just a shake.
They know that they got to step up their game and that they're competing for the pride and competing for Texas A&M.
That's offensive coordinator Jake Spavital. We'll hear more from him. Also gear you up for Aggie soccer tonight against the Georgia Bulldogs for a shot at the SEC title. And the World Series was last night. A little game like that. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 9 minutes.
There you go. 6:41. And this is, you know, if you want to vote early, times are running out. So if you want to get out there and do that, make your decision. You know, we don't get a chance to vote in the Minnesota U.S. Senate race.
Oh, I don't know. You probably could.
Well,
judging by what I've read online.
Yeah.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
I know. Well, just to show you what a miserable... Yeah, come on, where's that can-do attitude, right? Well, you know, just to show what a miserable loser I am, I'm turning on the TV yesterday and watching C-SPAN, which, yeah. But...
I would never say this, but you're a miserable loser.
Thank you. But only at C-SPAN can you see the television commercials for, like, the U.S. Senate race in Minnesota. Or watch the Louisiana senatorial debate, which, by the way, Ms. Landrieu just got belly-whacked last night. I mean, she doesn't have hardly a leg to stand on. I don't know what the numbers are.
I didn't see that one.
She's running against a guy who's a physician, okay?
Right.
And so,
is that,
you know,
Guillory?
Yeah, talking about a lot of health care stuff, and you know, she's ill-equipped. Let me just say that. And then there's a third guy who's a Republican. They've kind of a weird deal there in the ballots, the way they run the elections in Louisiana. And there may end up being a runoff yet. It may not be over, but we'll see what happens. But she certainly did not, as an incumbent, I didn't think she was very impressive last night with her answers. But back to Al Franken, and, you know, getting a chance to see Al Franken's commercials. And, you know, I just remember him as that goofy guy who played Simon What's-His-Name or Stanley What's-His-Name on Saturday Night Live, and how he was a writer for the show, and Franken and Davis, the comedy team. And, you know, now there he is in his plaid shirt and blue jeans talking to farmers. Really? Al Franken. But, you know, say what you will, Al Franken, I think, is one of the most dynamic speakers that the United States Senate has. I mean, you listen to this guy and you are ready to follow him. I mean, just down the field.
I am going to work day and night to make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
What sort of boilerplate is that?
Listen to this.
And that America's best days lay ahead.
How can you sit on your couch when you hear a guy like that? I mean,
riveting.
Come on.
Absolutely riveting.
You talk about running through a wall for somebody.
And that America's best days lay ahead.
Yeah. How hard are you going to work, Al? How hard?
I am going to work day and night.
Thank you.
All right. What state do you live in, sir? I'll draw you on this map from memory.
Yeah. I mean.
Have you seen that? Is that something commonly known about him?
No.
It's a parlor trick of his. He can draw the entire U.S. map from memory, state by state.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and that's the reason he should be United States Senator. You know what? Ben Downs can make balloon animals. How's that? It's about a hoss and a hoss, isn't it? No. All right, let's see. The New York Post reports that New York City's first Ebola patient lied to authorities. Oh,
you're
the horrors.
He lied about his travels around the city. You know why? He didn't want to admit he'd gone bowling.
Because people are selfish. They're concerned about numero uno, that's mio
mai. Yeah, that's right. Dr. Craig Spencer first told officials that he had isolated himself in his Harlem apartment, and he didn't admit that he rode the subway and dined out and went bowling until they actually looked at his Metro card. Oh, well, if you're going to look at my Metro card, I'll go ahead and tell you what I really did.
Somebody borrowed it.
Well, what is that going to do to bowling in New York? You know what I'm saying?
How many places are there to bowl in
New
York?
I'm not sure, because
I
guarantee you he licked his fingers.
Yep.
He did sometime during the bowling
event. Now everyone's e-bowling.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
That was almost timely with the rim shot, too.
I was able to hit the right button for a change. And then I don't know about Casey Hickox. I mean, is she a piece of work or
she's
what?
She's a big, giant pain in the
man.
Ebola.
I mean, and that's it. She's saying, you know, I'm not going to quarantine myself. I'm not going to do that. You know, she said, I'm not going to sit around and be bullied around by politicians, be forced to stay in my home when I'm not sick.
On a personal level, I think she should.
Okay.
But on a legal level, should she be detained?
Yeah.
She has no symptoms. And a court should absolutely rule on it. If the court says so, then yes. But the executive branch should not.
Then at what point, if somebody gets it from her, does she go to jail?
Well, yeah.
Attempted murder.
There could definitely be some liability involved in that.
Could indeed happen. But she's gotten her 15 minutes of fame, that's for sure. And, you know, that kind of an attitude is going to hurt you in the job market in the future.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You know, you can say what you want to, but that will cause a problem for you in HR.
That one.
Yeah.
So you say you're too busy to work out. You've got kids. You've got a significant other. You've got a job. You're just too busy. Let me ask you a question. Do you have 2 hours a week? Now, you by yourself, probably not so much in 2 hours a week, but you plus a personal trainer, you plus Ashley Bergen of Fit You can take those 2 hours a week and improve the quality of your life, lose the weight you've been wanting to lose, and just feel better about yourself. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
With so many people now hiring help with their landscape designs and installations, also the ongoing maintenance, a few tips for finding the right landscape contractor might be in order. I've prepared that list. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. So if you're looking for a great landscape contractor, you can look online, you can ask your nurseryman, you can also ask friends. In fact, referrals from friends or neighbors, that's a great place to start. If you know someone who has been really happy with the work done by one particular landscape contractor, his or her name needs to go onto your list. Ask your friend, of course, if you could take a look at the details of the work. See if it matches your expectations when given closer inspection. If it was a new landscape, ask how long it's been in place. You really can't tell much for the first year or two. By then, problems will have begun to shake out. Known examples of great work. If you see a house that especially appeals to you, stop and ask who did the work for them. Every gardener loves to get that kind of inquiry, even if they did the work themselves, probably especially if they did. If a contractor was involved, ask how he or she reacted to their wishes and changes. You're hiring someone who needs to be almost a member of your family in order to anticipate your goals and needs. Get a referral from your local nurseryman. This works best when you're dealing with a local, independent retail garden center in your neighborhood. It's especially true if that nursery also has a wholesale division out in the back that sells to the landscape contractors. Either way, they know who does the best work in your part of town, and they may even know a few examples of that contractor's work to cite. Member of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. It's been many, many years now since the Texas Association of Nurserymen merged with the Texas Nursery and Landscape Contractors Association. They married the name because the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and it's a bonus if contractors you interview are members of that strong organization. Look for a Texas certified landscape contractor. That's your assurance you're getting the best of the best. There are specialty contractors. You might have forgotten this important community of support workers, but your landscape contractor won't. In fact, their work may actually be subcontracted. The contractor may hire them in. The list is virtually endless, but in broad strokes, it might be landscape lighting, it might be pools, might be pavers, it might be any of those things. And then actual interviews. This is where the real decision needs to be made. You need to feel comfortable with your choice of people. You will become a team working toward your common goal, so you need to know that you can communicate with your landscape contractor. Discuss the level of involvement you're seeking, and then talk to them about what it would cost. I'm Neil Sperry. Spectacular foliage will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Game 7 of the World Series was last night.
Madison Bumgarner tried to wrap up this World Series for the Giants. He's ready. He throws. Swing and a pop-up. Side the ball, down the line, in foul ground. He's got plenty of room, and he's got it! And the Giants have won. They have won the World Series for the third time in 5 years.
Madison Bumgarner capped his World Series MVP performance by allowing 2 hits over 5 shutout innings in relief to help the Giants complete the 3-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals in Game 7. Baumgartner was 2-0 with 1 save, and Pablo Sandoval was 3-for-3 with 2 home runs last night. Aggie football is getting ready for Louisiana Monroe, and with the announcement of the top 4 teams in the country yesterday and the Aggies' fall from grace, offensive coordinator Jake Spavital was asked if the team knew exactly why they were still grinding it out.
They know what they need to play for, you know, especially with the bowl seedings and just to get back into the top 25 and just get talked about and get back into the hype of the bowl system and where we can go. So, you know, the kids know what's at stake and just the opportunity to go out there and play in these venues as well and be on national TV each week. They know that they got to step up their game and that they're competing for the pride and competing for Texas A&M.
Aggie football Saturday live from the Fan Zone with the broadcast that starts at 8 a.m. Pregame is at 10, and the kickoff against ULM is at 11 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. As has become the custom, the SEC regular season soccer title will come down to the final day with A&M's match against the Georgia Bulldogs tonight at Ellis Field playing a pivotal role in deciding the title holder. The Aggies enter the regular season finale with a 1-point lead over Florida in the SEC standings. A&M's head coach G. Guerrieri likes that his squad is in the driver's seat.
To have the opportunity to go into the last week in first place all alone is something that this team has worked hard for. Our players are really excited about. Would we have liked to have won it like 3 weeks ago? Of course. But this is a great opportunity to do it on senior night. Could be really special as well.
So if Florida loses, the Aggies would win the SEC regular season title outright, regardless of what happens with Georgia tonight. If Florida ties, the Aggies would win outright. And with a win or a tie, A&M would share the title with a loss. We'll see what happens tonight at 7. It wasn't just Major League Baseball that was playing yesterday. A&M Baseball had their fall classic. The Farmers pounced on the Plowboys for 5 runs in the top of the first inning and coasted to a 9-zip win to close out the 3-game sweep of the Maroon and White Championship Series to claim the coveted Fall Ball Omaha Cup. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says quarterback Tony Romo's status could be a game-time decision against the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday as he's coming off his third back injury in 18 months. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett echoed his owner's sentiments.
We'll take it day by day and just see how he does. You know, today's going to be more of a jog through practice for us, so don't anticipate him doing a whole lot. But as the week goes on, hopefully he progresses and can handle the pain and can function.
Jones said in his radio show that Romo's injury would not be a season ender. The Cowboys have, however, put Justin Durant on season-ending injury reserve with a torn arm muscle that he suffered Monday night's loss against Washington. The University of Georgia has been told by the NCAA that running back Todd Gurley must sit out until November the 15th for accepting more than $3,000 for autographed memorabilia and other items over the last 2 years. Gurley missed the last two games while the school investigated allegations of improper benefits. The school says it will appeal the ruling. In the NBA, Dwight Howard had 22 points and the Houston Rockets beat the Utah Jazz 104-93. And finally, a Dallas area quarterback who has orally committed to Texas A&M is set to play for the United States against Canada. It sounds almost like a hockey game, but it's the fifth annual International Bowl High School All-Star Game, and it's early next year. Ellen High School's Kyler Murray, whose father obviously was an A&M alum, is on the under-19 U.S. roster for the game at Maverick Stadium in Arlington in February. He will be joined by Allen receiver Jalen Guyton. And since we're talking high school sports, be sure to join us tomorrow as we have several teams that have already made it into the playoffs. And you can find more with Zach Taylor and the High School Football Report right back here tomorrow morning. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 5, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and quality of life. Vote Linda Harvell for College Station City Council Place 5. Learn more about me at lindaharvellforcouncil.com. Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas. The new 2015 Nissan Altimas are here at Douglas Nissan. Packed with power, innovation, technology, and performance, Altima is the most exciting ride on the road. Right now, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 captive cash on all 2015 Nissan Altimas at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Must finance with NMAC. Model codes 13015, 13115, 13215, 13315, 13615. 10 or more at this price.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a deal going on through November the 28th. Lennox is offering a $1,300 rebate on a complete home system. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Well, how about this? May need some heating, as a matter of fact. Sunny today, 79 is our high, 55 for low tonight. But tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of only 72, and a low on Friday night of 43 degrees. About the same thing on Saturday, too. It's 56 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.